I'm a little surprised, or a lot surprised right now, but I'm also very honored, and I apologize for that. I'm being quite emotional. I know a lot of people think the Tibetan struggle is impossible. It's sort of the first thing people say when we talk about this issue. And I talk about Tibetan independence, so that gets even a stronger negative response. But I don't feel like... I know we can win. I know we can be successful because we can learn from people like Reverend Lawson and the triumph of civil rights in this country. And from all of the struggles that we've seen be successful recently, ours is different, but I feel like the principles of struggle and resistance and just the right and the desire of people to be free and to live in dignity, that's true for us too, despite the power dynamics. And living in the exile Tibetan community and never having seen the land that I'm fighting for every day of my life, it's difficult. But I think it's an honor. I feel blessed to have this terrible situation that I get to work for and serve my nation in a way that my family and so many Tibetans have before me. And as far as where we're going now, I like being here, and I have to just say to Jack and to Hardy and to ICNC people, we knew something was true. We talk a lot about nonviolence in the Tibetan freedom struggle, but I don't know that we really had much clarity or saw the real path. It was just faith. And now I feel like it's so much more than faith, and it's because of the support you guys have given us in such a humble and just a supportive way, not trying to tell us what to do, but trying to help us figure it out on our own, and I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate this amazing honor, and I really feel like this is this bodes well for us.